From Tidbits on November 17th, 2008, this is the audio edition of Improving the HTML Accessibility of Our Cart, written by Adam C. Angst. We're nice people, really we are, but let me tell you, there's nothing that makes you feel crummier than having to explain to someone who's visually impaired that your shopping cart works with screen readers, except for the key download ebook button on the final screen. We aren't by any means experts in web accessibility, so it was utterly maddening that our custom shopping cart with Accelerate worked perfectly, except for the download buttons. I made sure the graphic had an alt tag, but that wasn't enough. Next, I added a title tag to the link itself, but Accelerate's system stripped that out when rendering the actual page. I was stumped, but hoped that the title tag would make a difference when Accelerate tweaked their system to allow it through. Unfortunately, when they made that change for me, it made no difference at all. But discovering that the title tag wasn't helpful sent us into a paroxysm of testing, and after much trial and error, I'll remember Command F5 as a shortcut for toggling VoiceOver for a long time now, we finally figured it out. I have no idea if this problem is at all common or merely an artifact of customizing code that a separate shopping cart application then must render, but here's our solution. You can see on the website the code that I entered into Accelerate's custom layout editor. And then, if you look at it carefully, you'll know the image's alt tag was necessary, but it wasn't sufficient for VoiceOver to work. I had to make two seemingly unrelated changes to enable VoiceOver to read the click here to download book alt text. First, the image's source tag had to become absolute rather than relative. This was easily done by linking to the graphic on our site with a full URL. Secondly, the entire chunk had to be wrapped in an HTML block like P or div. I opted for div, but interestingly, VoiceOver failed if the div couldn't enclose the four, if the div enclosed the four non-breaking spaces that were there previously. This was also easily handled by putting a bit of CSS in the div to indent the button. You can see what the new code looks like with those important changes made on the site. To give you an idea of how we figured this out, we took chunks of HTML that worked fine from other areas and inserted bits of them in place of the code that didn't work. We first stumbled on the need for an absolute URL while some temporary text accidentally provided the block element that was also required. After realizing the temporary text was important, we narrowed down in our tests until we realized that enclosing the chunk in HTML block tags would do the job. We know there are other aspects of our website and PDF approach that aren't ideal from the perspective of the visually impaired, but at least people using VoiceOver should now be able to navigate the entire Take Control site. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I have to say this was a truly strange set of testing bits that I had to do, and the fact that we got it worked out at all was took surprisingly long amount of time, but hey, it works now.